So, welcome, gang. Here we are. The Coaching Skills Forum. Yes, these are calls that we've got an amazing group of coaches on this call. So excited to hear all the dings that have popped up on here. That's not a personal comment. That's actually the sound that I hear. And really, nothing? I think that's funny. I don't know. But I'm glad.
I think it's funny.
Come on, we're here to have fun. So today we have a really exciting topic, and the love that we've got such a large number of coaches here joining in so that we can really engage on a really fascinating topic, which I think is really great, which is honing in on what is most important. We'll get into more details about what the heck that all means and what that is all talking about, but first I want to cover just a couple of basic logistics. Because these calls tend to be a little different than what we may be used to. So these calls are open. This is an open forum for all of us to join in. So that means you, on this call, those of you who are here live, you have an open invitation to engage. There may be some who really love to engage, others who kind of prefer to sit back and just kind of listen to the show unfold. Either way is fine. There's no right or wrong way, but certainly there is an invitation for everybody to jump in and play. And that's where we get to learn and grow from each other. So these calls are approved by the ICF to receive a credit for continuing coach education. How you are participating on this call then determines what kind of credit you get. So if you are on the call live, as these amazing coaches are today, then you are eligible for a core competency credit. If you are listening to a recording, as well, you know who you are because you're listening to the recording, then you still can get credit, but it would automatically be a resource development and self-study credit. So how you get the credit is really easy. Somewhere on this call, a password will appear. We have not spoken it yet, so everybody who's just jumped on, you have not missed anything, but it's somewhere going to happen in the middle. And we do this to encourage you to listen actively, to really be an engaged part of this call, rather than just pop yourself on mute and then go through email or whatever. Although, I will say, if there is noise going on around you, if there's people having conversations, or if there's noise and ambience, then please press *6 to mute yourself, and that way it doesn't distract the call. As soon as the sound is gone, unmute by pressing *6 again, and then you're back on the call ready to play. So, once you have the password, make sure you write it down or remember it. When the call is done, go to the website, coachingskillsforum.com. And there you're going to see a list of all the dates for the rest of the year. I'm going to be posting up new dates for 2016 soon. Oh, how exciting, another year. And you'll also see a list of all the archived recordings that we've amassed over the years. There's over 170, probably more by this point, that you can listen to, including this very topic, which is also really cool to compare and contrast what the previous conversations covered versus today. And then also you'll see three buttons that you can use at any time. The first one is a single credit purchase. And we offer a charge for this because we keep the calls free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow. But if you want credit, then just pay for it. So you can select the single credit option, or if you really want to load up on a bunch of credits, you can get the 6-month package. And therefore, for the next 6 months, whenever you sign up, then you can amass all the live calls, you can attend all the live calls and get credit for them, as well as any additional recorded calls that you need or want to get credit for. So it's a great way to really pad out your credits. And, of course, there's also the third button, which indicates I am already a 6-month member, and therefore just give me my credit, mister, and then I'll send you your credit. If you're on the call live, please do this within the next 24 hours so that I can get it back to you quickly enough. Okay.
That means that we can go back and listen to them whenever we want and without paying, as long as we don't want credit?
You know what? Yeah. You can listen to anything. If you don't want credit, go. But I'm telling you.
I wish I would have known that like 6 months ago.
Yeah. This is actually one of the strangest, best-kept secrets in the coaching world. There's over 170 recordings of these calls that are available free for any coach to enjoy. And so please share them unabashedly with anybody. They're all there to share. So I think we've covered. Speaking of today's topic, let's hone in on what's most important right now, which is this topic. And so I'm going to launch off by first reading a basic definition that I came across, which is part of why it's on this list. There's a few different sources that have a list of different qualities and components to coaching. One of them, we're familiar a lot with like the ICF, core competencies. There's another one I came across which was created by Thomas Leonard, who is one of the founders of coaching as we know it today. And he created what was the list of the 15 proficiencies. It's still used today, especially very popular in Coach U, which is part of what Thomas Leonard had a big hand in creating. And other schools also have carried along. And I just find this so fascinating because I don't see something else like it. There are ones that are kind of like it in other different coaching philosophies and approaches, but this one's just really, it stands so beautifully. And so I figured, hey, let's put it on the list. So here's the definition that I have, and then we get to dig in and explore even deeper. Honing in on what's most important. Depending on the day, hour, or even minute, what is most important to the client will change. Such is the nature of individuals in a high-growth phase of their lives. The certified coach is both quick to recognize this moving target and is flexible enough to adjust the coaching to be effective in this new terrain. Some examples to keep in mind are asking the client what is most important, not just what is most urgent. Focusing on the shifts that are called for, not just the urgent business. And continually get updated by what the client says is most important. The key distinction to keep in mind is the difference between the present moment versus the recent priority. Ooh. Them's fancy words. Wow, present moment versus recent priority. So that's, I'm sure that, you know, Thomas had spent many hours narrowing down the proper terminology and phrasing for this to articulate it in its most critical brilliance. And yet, I know that we can go deeper than what's here. So
would
I'm going to open it.
Would you mind rereading the one you just read, like the beginning part, one more time, like the first or second sentence?
The beginning part, depending on the day, hour, or even minute, what is most important to the client will change. Such is the nature of individuals in a high-growth phase of their lives. The coach is both quick to recognize this moving target and is flexible enough to adjust the coaching to be effective in this new terrain.
So
I'm going to open it up to you guys. And don't worry about recreating this, but even just looking at the title, honing in on what's most important, what does that mean for you? What is that all about in coaching? And I open the floor up to you guys. Anyone?
Hi, Ben. This is Chris. The reason I asked you to reread it was because the thing that stuck out to me in the first part of that sentence was that recognizing that the client's in a high growth phase of their life. And acknowledging that they're, rather than seeing that, oh, well, they're in the urgent, you know, their brain is stuck in the urgent space, instead from that, it recognizes that, no, there's growth going on. And it just puts a positive light on it, and I really like that.
Thank you for capturing that, because actually I hadn't quite grabbed that phrase. That didn't stick out for me. And you're right, there's a different perspective than, wow, this client is like all over the freaking place. Okay. or this client's really distracted, or this client's got to work out her priorities, or whatever it is. It's like, oh, this is part of what happens in high growth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
This is Barb. I had a client this morning, actually, who did all of this in our hour conversation, where she started in one place, and as she grew, she started contradicting herself.
Uh-oh.
So I started trying to get clear, and she actually said, don't tell me I'm doing that. And I said, but you're the one who's telling me you're doing that, not me. And she said, oh. And so her present moment versus her priority was shifting so quickly she couldn't keep up with herself. And as the coach, I was able to recognize it and help keep her on track and let her recognize her own growth.
Yeah, beautiful. So again, it wasn't about you're doing it wrong. It's let's explore this and, oh my goodness, have the client start to hone in on what's most important.
Exactly.
Yeah. What else are we talking? I mean, let's clarify. What the heck are we talking about here? Honing in on what's most important?
This is Lynn. I was struck by the distinction that they're making between urgent and important and or urgent and important non-urgent. I know in Stephen Covey's work, he said we tend to the urgent, whether it's important or not.
Right.
And highly successful people really tend to find structures and ways to pay attention to non-urgent importance. And this looks like a support for that. This looks like a way to support our clients in being able to do that more effectively.
Yeah. Boy, keep going.
Well, this is Hillary, and I just want to second that because that was the first thing that came to my mind was the Stephen Covey four quadrants and differentiating between what's important, what's urgent, what's not important.
Yeah, and what's important and urgent.
Right.
But it's true, and of course, our clients, we get hooked on the urgent stuff, all the fires that have to be put out and the things that are right in front of our place and falling apart and all that stuff. And all that important stuff, most of that important stuff gets kind of shoved to the side. Anybody else? Honing in on what is most important. First off, how do you know?
Well, as coaches, we're not as emotionally invested in whatever thing is appearing to be so urgent for them. And so that helps to have a little bit more objectivity, as far as both reminding them, okay, this is what you told me was important whenever, but this is where you're at now, and just kind of helping them to distance a little bit to get a more broader view of the situation so that they can make a decision on, okay, well, do you still want to focus on the urgent, or can we go back to the important, or what do you want to do,
Yeah,
objective view, so they can choose. So it gives them more choice, the more objectivity. And, they may choose to go back to the urgent, maybe not. Who knows?
Would you like to let go of what's important and just go to the... Yeah. And you're right, that actually may be the choice that needs to happen. In which case, then, I would say that becomes the most important in this moment, is this is urgent. But urgent doesn't equal important. Yeah, beautiful.
Right. Well, this is Hillary again, and I think I have a pretty good example from a client I was working with today. I started with her as a working on her career and trying to, in her case, change universities. Well, as we were engaging in this, it turns out that she's going to get divorced.
Oh.
Things are rapidly changing for her. And the conversation that we thought we were going to have today instead became a conversation about what should I be talking to the divorce attorney about.
Mm.
And it was urgent because it was happening this Friday. And it was also important because it was going to impact everything else that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. But that certainly helps clarify as opposed to just dumping and going to all urgent. No, this is urgent and important.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, it sounds like also we're really just sliding right into this And I just love the I love the irony of this particular question. But what makes this important? What makes honing in on, everybody else find that funny? What makes honing in on what is most important? Most important. Why should
I don't want to feel like I'm wasting their time, my time, or their money.
Mm-hmm.
That is a personal integrity piece for me.
Yeah, what else? Don't want to waste their time. But you're not wasting their time if you're doing all the urgent stuff. I mean, that needs to get done.
If I'm not dealing with what's important to them in the moment, it's very hard for them to focus, hard for me to focus when I'm not focusing on what's most important to me in the moment. So I think it's a way to help focus, optimize their thinking, and it's also a sign of, I learned the hard way, it's a sign of respect. I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, so how can I possibly assume what's most important to you, based on what we talked about 2 weeks ago?
Wow, yeah, because what happened 2 weeks ago, what was most important, radically different, possibly. Could be the same, but we don't know. It's not an automatic assumption, yeah.
I think there was part of what you read in the definition, too, Ben, about getting updates about what's most important. Continually get updated by what the client says is most important.
Yeah, let's get updated. I love that it's in there because even though it says depending on the day, hour, and minute, this will change, it's still a reminder, yeah, and you need to stay up on it. You know, what's most important now? What's most important now?
And the client needs to stay up on it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we as the coach say help the client recognize when something's important versus just urgent, they'll be able to do that or use that skill when they're not working with us, which is the whole point, is to be able to do this stuff in their lives on an everyday basis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely, we do want to encourage this shift of focus that, you know, the client can take this on and have that distinction between urgent and important.
Helen here.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome.
Hi. I think the growth in focusing on what is most important, that's where the real growth is.
Yeah. It is. And I'm so glad that you grabbed that, because what occurred to me is all those things that are urgent, they have to get done, but most often they're not necessarily about growth. Sometimes they are, but they're not really about fulfilling growth. They're about sustaining and keeping things going, or fixing problems that are falling apart and fires that need to be put out. But it's not about growth often.
Maybe it's just survival. Surviving.
Yeah, it's more about surviving. And even, the urgent stuff about my job, and I've got to get this out on a timely, you know, if I don't do this, then I won't get people in my class or clients or whatever. Yeah, but that's urgent. I don't know how much growth I'm feeling right now.
Well, and it just occurred to me, you know, our clients are, you know, I mean, we're all resilient human beings. So if we're already, you know, doing more than just surviving, then it's kind of... not giving credit where credit's due, so to speak.
So. Yeah. What else? Anything else? I love this. This is a rich place to swim around. What else makes this skill and tool important?
I was also thinking from another class that I'm doing. It talks about, if I can reword it as effectively as they did, but they talked about... not staying in that crisis mode, because it typically it takes you to a place of being codependent, wanting to fix the client. You know, this you end up feeling exhausted after the call, and if you go to that place, so it seems like it would be a good check-in for both the coach and the client to stay out of that crisis mode. Where you end up know, just not, you know, it's like a refocusing.
Yeah.
So I like that part as well. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Anybody else? What makes this important? Anything else?
Well, this is Hillary again.
Yeah.
I think part of what makes it important is to help the client see that they are growing as they start to see and differentiate between urgent and important.
Uh-huh.
And they're focused on the long-term goals that will lead them to high growth.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
So helping clients to see that, I think, is important.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, it's interesting. The other thing that occurs to me, even if we look at the urgent stuff is going to get done. With or without coaching, it's going to get coaching may help it get done easier or
right.
faster, but the urgent stuff is going to get done because it's got to get done.
Because it's urgent.
I don't need help paying my bills. I may need help and structures to make it easier, but bills are going to get paid one way or another. And yet, it is the fulfilling stuff, the stuff that my heart is towards and my passion and my desires and dreams and the things that turn me on and give me a sense of aliveness, that tends to get shoved to the side with all the urgent things getting in the way. And that is, somebody said something to the effect of, you know, that's the stuff, the important stuff is the stuff that's more fulfilling. It's tied in most often with my own values and the things that are important. Not just the task is important, but the outcome and the experience and what I get from it is important to me also. And if I get something that's important to me, I'm going to feel great. Even if the bills aren't paid. Because I can tell you, I don't feel great when I pay the bill. I feel relieved, but I don't feel full. I don't feel proud and excited about what I've done. Yes, I know, we can have a whole different perspective shift and conversation about that. That's a different call.
You read the collective mind.
I know,
yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
It's such a dangerous thing, sharing stuff like that with a bunch of coaches. Well, let's take a look at that. I don't know, is that important? So, I love it. So let's take a look. This is important. This is a really critical thing. And actually, the thing that I also always go to, which is, I love this question, because when we look at this topic, honing in on what's most important, really, anybody, please, where else but in coaching do we find this? Where else do we get that type of engagement and interaction? Anyone?
Well, I don't think you get it other places. I think that's what most of us are thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I can think of a couple of similar. There's the ones that tend to pop up for me are sometimes in teaching, sometimes, because there's a lot of stuff that's not most important, but sometimes teachers really do that. Parenting also, you know, any type of parent or authority figure can do that from time to time. But it just strikes me that coaching is where it happens consistently.
Right.
Agreed.
So how about that? I mean, so what is coaching? So what is that coaching thing that you do? Here, I work with you to hone in on what is most important in your life. Anybody else want to do that? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that? I'm just taking a bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. It happened once before. All right. So if it is... yes?
Okay.
Yeah, Ben, this is Annie.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, I think it's the key here, the key distinction, like, you know, Leonard mentions, it's being in the present moment. And the present moment is what's most important for you. It's all you have.
Yeah.
You know? So in a way, we're honing on what's most important versus what's the priority or urgency of the moment, because, you know, we can label urgencies, you know, left and right, and it becomes a trap, you know, that derails you from what's really important in your life and what's really aligned to your purpose. You know, what is it you're looking for in the end, you know? What is that macro goal, you know? That how does everything you're doing now ties in to that? And that is the growth, learning from every experience and to keep going with a north, you know, define and some clarity that the coach is there for you to help you connect the dots, to remind you to be aware for you that you don't derail.
I love that. In fact, there's so many things that you threw out there. One is that's all we have is right now in this present moment. We think we have the past, and we the past is a tool that we can use, but we don't have the past, really. We don't have the future because we're making it up. So we only have right now. And all of that stuff, beautiful. Well, so let's actually, and I love where you're going too, so let's continue down that path, which is, if this is so important, we get this nowhere else. This is, you know, this is what coaching provides, and the value, and the gift that this gives our clients. And yet, just because it's so wonderful, what gets in the way? What stops us from honing in on what's most important? We've already been throwing out some ideas. Let's really nail it. What stops us?
State the obvious. We get caught up and the client gets caught up in what's urgent and maybe not important.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking along that line that we're in a way addicted to that urgency and kind of high stress.
Oh, aren't we? Oh, it's...
Oh, yeah. And
Coach, it's a big problem, and it has to be fixed right now. Got it. Let's go.
Exactly, and it's very easy to lose, you know, focus of what's really important and what really means a difference at the end of the day when we look at, you know, our responsibilities and what we need to do. And you know, we're really addicted to it. And at one point, it was like, you know, kind of fashionable that people were appeared to be busy. The most, you know, people, in a way, it's like busy means that you're an important person, or it was coming more from the ego, you know. And it, in a way, really, in the end, what's the essence behind all that urgency and movement and kind of putting out fires all the time, it doesn't feel like a crisis, you know, like people are really working on their crisis, not centered and not focused.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So there's a lot of that addiction too that, you know, this century it promotes pretty much, you know.
And our adrenaline gets kicked in, and our savior mode kicks in, and we all have a deep programming to fix the problem, and that gets activated, and yes, let's do it. We've got a crazy urgent thing we have to focus all of our energy on right now. Hooray!
Right now. And when you tally what's really important, what do you have?
Yeah.
In the end. So that doesn't look like high growth if we operate, you know.
Yeah, well, it's also like that adrenaline shot. It feels great in the moment, but then when that wears off, well, what do we have? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about? That was a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Mm-hmm. So it's that sharing that I appreciate you mentioning that. The woman who's sharing?
Yeah.
Who is the lady who just spoke?
Annie.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for mentioning that.
Yes.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
A
That's
lot
what
of
I was trying to say. You just said it better.
Yeah. Well, let's keep going. What else gets in our way? Yeah, we get hooked by the obvious and the adrenaline that's there.
Yeah.
But what else?
What's
I think sometimes we
calendar.
Get hooked up with what is right versus what is right for that person.
Ooh, what is right versus what is right now and right for the person.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one. Ooh. No, client, you don't understand. I'm right about this. I'm an MCC coach. I've had 13 years of coach training and experience. I'm one of the best. I know what I'm talking about. Who cares?
Exactly.
Well, this is Leslie. Another piece I know I find, even for myself, is with the big important projects and goals, sometimes those are like the new or the unknown, or for myself or certainly clients, sometimes they're not quite sure how to do it. So there's sort of that hesitation or almost avoidance of that discomfort. And the familiar, either the current urgent or even just the mundane everyday, you know, like household stuff, can seem more appealing because it's like we know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, actually, I love that you bring that up. Sometimes the important stuff is really scary.
Yep.
And even though it's important, I feel safer just putting it on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually willing to distract myself with all the urgent things. And then when all the urgent things are done, I'm willing to distract myself with all the non-urgent things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people oftentimes use the what was mentioned earlier, the adrenaline and the work, the busy, to avoid the important relationships in their lives. And then, you know, it's not until they're laying there in the hospital when they're reflecting and, you know, wishing had done different or whatever, you know, spent more time with so-and-so I prefer to catch it before that phase.
Yeah.
What seems to underpin this is staying in the present moment so that you can discern with what is more important and urgent and distractions and everything.
So that also can be one of the obstacles is that we're actually not in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. What else? What else gets in our way? I mean, come on. It can't be that hard. You client, what's most important? Boom, let's do it. And yet, we're not doing it all the time. What stops us?
Leslie, sometimes with the client, if it's a new goal, it's not integrated into their everyday mode of operating, you know, and so sometimes to fit that in requires some shifting around of the other things in life. Like right now, in terms of one of my projects, is doing much more writing than I have been doing currently. So I've got to be able to fit that into my day, my week. And that means other things have to shift. So it's not only about the writing. It's everything else is going to need to be moved around as well, and that's a bit daunting. So.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. If we start focusing on this most important thing has not been given attention to because I ain't got no time, and my energy is limited. And now if I start honing in on what's most important, everything else is going to have to move.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to mess up my day.
Prioritizing, and something in order to put something good in there, something else might have to go. And so, are we willing to let go of whatever you don't want?
Yeah.
You know?
So that can be a really scary and uncomfortable conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have to give up?
Right.
Yeah. What else stops us from honing in on what's most important?
Now, this is Ed. It seems to me that a blind spot, and it may be a blind spot of the coach, it may be a blind spot of the client, or both.
Mm.
And listening for that energy that we were talking about earlier, rather than the words, listen for the energy and listening for the disconnect. I've had a client who could articulate priorities beautifully, but it was all in the head. It rarely went to the heart, and the voice, the intonations didn't match the words.
Yeah.
And I finally caught that, and I just said, what are you hearing yourself say? And what does your heart tell you about that?
Mm.
And it changed the entire conversation.
You know, I love that. Actually, there's a couple things that I can even pull from that in addition, and I love that, you know, that there are these blind spots. But part of also what I heard was there's what's important to the head, what's important to the heart, and the different energy that that is revealed. I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah. Anything else that gets in our way? What if we had two really important things? Oh, crap. Now what?
Split yourself in half.
That's right. go to a mad scientist, clone yourself.
Exactly. I see no problem.
No, just go watch Multiplicity.
Yeah, but that's, to be honest, I mean, that's where the coaching process comes in to determine,
yeah,
you know, with powerful questioning to help the client figure out, okay, let's prioritize the two or the three important things, and what can you devote or do you want to devote the most energy to in the beginning or at first?
What I also like is that this really is, it's not just honing in on what's important, and I think that that starts to be sort of a mellowed down distinction of what coaching is. Well, we focus on the important things. But this is specifically what is most important. And that can, as we said, that can change from moment to moment.
Right.
But there's always one that is taking priority. Even if there are 10 incredibly important passions, life purpose things, in this moment, one is more important.
It's, yeah, always. It's not always the same thing in every moment, obviously. But yes,
but it may
it's
be
always a priority or a prioritized list.
But I love it because somebody said, you know, well, then that's before you can start honing in or start moving on it, you need to clarify what it is and powerful questions, and let's determine, well, what is most important out of all of this?
Mm-hmm.
That brought up for me the question of what should be most important and, frankly, what is most important to me.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Are there shoulds in coaching?
there are plenty of shoulds. In, well, not that there shouldn't be shoulds in coaching, but there are shoulds in coaching. No, I love that. Yeah, because we can feel obligated as to what's supposed to be most important and what's the right one, as opposed to this is what it is.
Oh, and then that's what the client brings. Somebody's on speakerphone, it's causing an echo.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, you know, whatever the client brings, if they, if, you know, identifying with the, you know, with questioning and such about, you know, are they telling themselves should messages, derailing the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I need to, or I should, or, well, you know, who says?
Who says?
I was really thinking about that, and the client saying, well, I really should be focusing
right,
on
that's
my
what I
assisted care place for my parents, but what's really important is that I'm not happy at work.
Yeah. Boy, is that massively revealing. I mean, there's important things according to other people's standards or by society or by my role, well, as a father, I should, you know, I should care about whether my children have food. That would be a nice thing. But I don't. I want to. What's really important, they can eat dirt for all I care, those rotten kids. Give me a tie for Father's Day. All right. So here, let's flip this. I love, it's such a rich conversation. By the way, I love this group. You guys are just so, I'm gonna throw in another question, because I really believe coaching is created, and I love that it was brought up about energy. Coaching is really that flow of energy that passes from coach to client and from client to coach, and it's that reciprocal. We're giving and receiving at the same time. And although it may change, it's still, you know, it changed form, it still is the same thing. So if we're giving all of this, if it's all about us honing in on what's most important to the client, I say it also goes the other way. Maybe not intentionally, but how does the client hone in on what's most important to us? It's not their job, but it happens.
Well, by bringing what they bring to the call, there's some kind of synergy that goes on. About often it's my, you know, it's something that's meaningful to me also that they bring to the call.
Yeah,
whatever they're working on. Yeah, that happens a lot for some reason or other. So
yeah,
that's one way.
For years, I kind of stopped saying this, but for years my big phrase was, our coaching is about our clients, but our clients are about us.
Hey, this is Martin, and I'm thinking that if a client is honing on into something which is important for me, my concern would be whether I've inadvertently been leading the client.
I'd never thought about this before,
yeah.
Coach, but suddenly I feel like I need to. Yeah. Boy, if that's the case, you're really good. So what else? How else do our clients hone in on what's most important to us? Any other ideas?
Well, as a coach, Barb, as a coach, what's most important to us is for our clients to be successful in figuring things out. And then by their aha moments or their figuring it out moments, the energy they experience then reflects back to us, because, and then we also get excited because we feel fulfilled because they are fulfilled.
Yeah, beautiful.
So it's that mutual, OMG moment of this is great.
Yay. Beautiful. I love that. Yeah, the energy that is created then comes back to us. Anybody else? What else? How else do our clients hone in on what's most important?
This is Leslie. You know, every time I'm coaching clients, just the fact that we're having a conversation about the big things or the important things or the challenges for that person always makes me think of my own situation, my own stuff. And as I watch them succeed, you know, it encourages me or inspires me. As I watch them struggle, you know, I see where I struggle. And so it just sort of keeps me in that continual conversation about my own life and my own goals. Almost vicariously, in a way, but it just keeps me in that energy and mindset place, you know? So it's a great gift.
I love it. All righty.
You know, it's Leslie again. Can I offer just another little, you know, looking at the title of our topic today, you know, hones in on what's most important. To me, there's another aspect in addition to, like, you know, what are, say, the big rocks, so to speak, and the big important goals, but there's also, even if we take it down a level, no matter what we're talking about in the coaching call, sometimes that's a great question to ask. You know, what's most important to you, client, about whatever it is we're talking about? Because that weighs in, you know, I don't want to mistakenly assume some part of that or take a different angle than whatever it is that matters most to them about it. So that can be a great question about any topic, large or small, I think.
Yeah, and I love it because you actually don't have to be so secretive about it.
All right, now if I use my powers of assessment and I am really able to deeply read this client, I can tell that what's really most important.
And they may not have really thought about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't have to guess. And between us, we almost always discover something really cool out of that, whatever their answer is to that question.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting because what pops up, and this will either make absolute sense or it'll be like some really like trippy thing, like suddenly we're in a, you know, in a porta potty in Woodstock going, remember, you know. But it just dawned on me that by honing in on what's most important to the client, that's simultaneously honing in on what is most important in coaching, in our work.
I have no idea what she said after the porta potty at Woodstock comment. My brain said that was most important, and that was all I heard.
Well, what also is most important, because what is most important that keeps shifting and shifting from moment to moment, what is most important right now is that we have a password to prove that we have been a part of this conversation.
Porta potty.
Or Woodstock.
I love it. Hey, you know what? I will take that because all the stuff that's not most important goes where?
In the garbage.
In the porta can.
That's right. So, plus I always picture, like, you know, somebody coming across, you know, the password. Wait a minute, this is the password? What the heck is this call? How does porta potty have to do with what's most important? You know, I got it, number one or number two, but, you know, that's not necessarily. And really, here's another one. How about that? There are times when that is most important, and it doesn't matter what else you have to do.
Right.
You got to do it.
It's
so,
true.
So porta potty is the password. Or if you're in Europe, you know, porta san. So, or passepote. But don't hang up yet. I got one more question. But for anybody curious, go into the website, coachingskillsforum.com. That's where you'll see how to sign up and get the credits. You can get the single credit. Make sure you include today's date, which is October 28th, 2015. That's important because we've had this conversation before. Include the topic so I know which one you're talking about. And, of course, the password, gang. You know what it is. So, love it. What a nut group. Now let's look at this. Let's expand this to go beyond our coaching conversation. You know, just as we've talked about all the urgent things in our coaching and all the urgent stuff that's going on and what's most important in coaching, but let's open it up to beyond that, to looking. I mean, I even made a joke about, you know, body functions, and sometimes that becomes really important. Actually, maybe it's more urgent. I don't know. But where else does this show up in our lives? Or where it needs to show up in our lives? You know, what's the bigger picture about honing in on what is most important? Anyone?
Well, it's definitely a universal human function within the, at least within our country at any rate. You know, every day when you look at your calendar, when you go through your prioritizing or whatever, you know, you have a choice to have a conscious day or not. And I don't know. That's why I like your acronym or your play on words with your name, the Be Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's both are focused simultaneously, being and doing. And in fact, I could play on this. You know, what is the most important being, and what is the most important action doing? But being is more energy. Being is more thoughts and emotions and who you are and how you're doing it. And if you're doing something that is truly important, then great. Then the action is so much easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings about integrity and consistency and all those lovely things we strive for.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else is some of the other big picture concepts of honing in on what's most important? Where else can this show up?
Well, this is Annie. I think it shows up in our performance, too, because, you know, even we can play with the words, you know, if it's honing, it's, you know, fine-tuning and enhancing and kind of polishing, our skills, you know, and capabilities and coach approach that we use in our coaching, then we're honing on what's most important for us, too. Personally, because it touches us and as our performance in being a coach and being, you know, an ethical and committed and present coach to really get that client to hone what is important for them and to make sure we know how important is important for them, because sometimes the word is taken lightly too, and we just label things and they really need to want it more than we want it for them. And in a way, it's really the priority, and maybe, you know, an agenda that has been dealing with sudden changes and like changing agendas, you know, could have a very valid reason for that to be happening, or could be someone that's avoiding and kind of hopping from one to the other and not really, you know, touching superficially what appears to be important, but it's really not, or it really doesn't have that essential meaning in their purpose, you know, and what is it they're trying to attain and manifest with this. So
good noticing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and actually while you were talking, this is a little bit different than what you said, but this is what sparked up in me, which is, you know, when there is also, kind of going back to what gets in our way, there is a confusion as to, you know, we said about, like, who is this really important to? But it's also what part of me is this important to? My gremlin and saboteur and critic have a whole different idea about what's important.
Yeah, that's right.
And that can also be a really clear distinction, not just in coaching, but to myself on a day-to-day. What, you know, what do I think is important because it's important for me to survive? And what's important for me to thrive?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ben, this is Martin. You just hit on what's been going through my mind as well, which is healthcare, and you know, looking after my body and my mind, what that means, and its importance in generating the best performance I can give as a coach.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. And speaking of healthcare, let's go into even politics. And how our world functions. What if that was actually the norm? Because there's so much in our world that hones in on everything else. Mm-hmm. And yet, what if our politicians, our international conversations, honed in on what was really most important?
I'm not sure anybody would know how to function if they did that.
Really?
To be honest. Everybody is so knee-jerk, you know, put out the fire, urgency. It would be amazing if they could do that, but I'm not sure they would know how to function.
No, I agree. I think, you know, I don't know if it's even, you know, it's probably a wild blue sky dream, but we may never really realize or experience what that might be like. But yet, I just I think it would be an amazing place once we got used to it.
Well, here's one for you. It's Bart. Just an experiment for a coach to do is when you know that you know what's important and you're calm and you've got it in control and everybody else is freaking out and going to the urgency and the panic. how do they respond when you don't join in?
Yeah, it can be really frustrating.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Can't you tell this is important? Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it certainly is not without challenge.
Yeah, I accidentally got cut off, but it's something after Martin spoke yelled at me.
yeah.
Was that there's like this paradox that it's not urgent to take care of our physical health, you know, in some instances, but it builds up over time. So if I have an autoimmune disease, so this is like forefront and center for me. If I don't place my body and my health on a very important level, then eventually it does become urgent, and sometimes it will do so way faster than I really care for it to. But it's like that paradox as to when it really is kind of urgent, even on a daily basis, although it's not, I may not have the consequences urgently or right away.
Beautiful.
Although it's really, really important that I do something about it. Like, in other words, food allergies. If I don't make sure that there is an urgency that when I eat, that I have to make sure I don't ingest something fast, but I may not have the reaction for 24 hours or something.
Yeah.
So, thank you for saying that, Morton. That was good for me to hear.
Beautiful. And we are unfortunately out of time, and already coaches are dropping off, so I clearly... there are some other things that are more important than this call, which is absolutely fine.
Urgency.
Because what's important changes from moment to moment. This call was very important. I thank all of you for being on this call today, because that tells me that this was more important than other things for that moment. And now it's time for us to go and find other important things. One of which is, because we are the bringers of this, I challenge each of you to do a daily focus on what is most important for you. It doesn't have to be an ongoing thing and huge, but even just one moment every day to just recognize and acknowledge and focus, hone in on what's most important for you. If you can do that for yourself, then maybe that starts to bleed out into other people, not just in coaching. And maybe, just maybe, we get to bring that to the rest of the world eventually.
I think that will be a great morning intention for myself.
Wouldn't that? So, we talk twice
a
month. You're very welcome. Every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which is now, and every second Tuesday morning, which means we're talking November 10th, Tuesday in the morning. You can get all the information at coachingskillsforum.com, and our wonderful topic will be intruding. We'll see how that ties in with all of this.
And you're doing the coach call next Wednesday for ITF, right?
Yes,
okay.
that's the different series.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking to make sure I've got it right.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're all invited to join me on my free call tonight at 7 o'clock. If you're listening to the recording, this means nothing to you, but on the same number at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for a preview of the first class of the class I teach, the Fast Path to Masterful Coaching, where we underline and really discover what is most important in our coach growth and development. So I look forward to seeing you all there or at the next Coaching Skills Forum call or somewhere else. Now go out there and hone in on what's most important.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.